I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last August, all eyes were on Kabul as the United States rushed to leave Afghanistan. The withdrawal remains a black mark on U.S. President Joe Biden's foreign policy record. While his administration defends the procedures used, opponents call for accountability and accuse Biden of breaking promises to Afghan allies. Shanaz, an Afghan Christian, says many Afghans feel betrayed.
They are upset because everything changed. Every single thing they had a plan or program, it changed. Transition always is hard, but this kind of transition for them is more difficult, more hard.
Heart for Iran's new initiative, Heart for Afghanistan, offers the hope and help of Christ. Connect with us at missionnews.org for details. And most importantly, pray.
Praying for the security for all the believers now left behind. So many people came out, but we have so many left behind.
And over the last few years, Christians in Iraq have built a thriving digital church. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says there are two main reasons.
Particularly persecution for women that have come to faith, maybe God has appeared to them in a vision or a dream or even social media, and their lives have been transformed, but still they live in maybe their family home. But having access to smartphones has opened up an avenue for them to hear about the gospel and about the hope and the joy offered in Jesus Christ.
And secondly, Samuel says many people have come to faith in places without physical churches. This especially applies to places in the rural South and West, far away from the big cities. Some organizations estimate that millions in Iraq have responded to the gospel in recent years. Praise God for the connections being built in digital churches. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.